You know, Derek, before we get into this episode, I think we have to finally make a decision.
Okay.
Is Game Show Friday still a thing?
Absolutely.
No, God, no. I mean, it drags on and it's horrible and it just keeps going and going and going and people don't know the answers.
So, Mike, what if, and hear me out on this.
Okay.
What if we did Game Show Thursday? Would that be okay? Would that be an acceptable change for you?
No, because it's Game Show Friday.
No, it's not.
I mean, there's people out there in the world who actually have, who have changed their name, who have actually gone to the Social Security Administration and changed their name. For example, Matt Riegler used to just be known as mild-mannered Matt Riegler. But now he is...
That sounds familiar.
Game Show Friday legend, Matt Riegler. How do you... I mean, if we were to go Game Show Thursday, I mean, there's the cost involved, and then he'd have to come back on, and do we really want to have to deal with Riegler?
I don't know. The other thing is, too, Mike, I don't know if we have any books that we can send as prizes.
I don't know. Hey, Game Show Friday legend, Matt Riegler.
Hey, wait, what? You're here?
What do you think? Should we continue Game Show Friday?
You've summoned him.
Abso-fucking-lutely. It should be its own thing. Coming out on Fridays, like, I don't know, 15 to 30 minutes long. Maybe it takes place at a bar in the winter. If they get all 10 right, gets a free tab. If they get 8 out of 10 right, they get a free six-pack. I don't know. I'm just spitballing here. New York's a big place.
You know, so... we've got a lot of decisions we have to make on this podcast, including, and we're not going to make these decisions alone. We're going to bring in some of the best and the brightest minds that hockey podcastery knows, Derek. We're not making a Game Show Friday decision by ourselves because I think as of this week, Game Show Friday has seen its last episode.
Damn it.
For now.
Guys, this is somewhat of a melancholy episode. I want to kind of be upbeat, but this isn't going to be your normal kind of cheaters never win. This is a remembrance. This is an homage. I don't know what to do.
So I love that we're doing this episode, but I hate that we have to do this episode because I'm sure that everyone listening to this knows that we were inspired by the Merrick vs. Wyshynski podcast, especially Jeff Merrick, who encouraged everyone to, if you love hockey, write about it. If you want to talk about it, talk about it. Just do it. The more hockey talk that's out there, the better for everyone. They announced this week that because of various changes, and no one outside of the two of them being Merrick and Wish really know the reason why, but the podcast will not continue past one more episode next week. So, it was an awesome 6-year run for that podcast. We might not be doing this were it not for that. We certainly wouldn't know Matt Riegler were it not for that. And we wouldn't know any of the guests that are going to come on and talk about what I assume is many of their favorite hockey podcasts.
Yeah, I don't know if there would be a Section 328.com. There would definitely not be a Section 328 worldwide headquarters. Cheaters Never Win may not exist. We would not have folks that I consider close, deep, personal friends, not just on the other side of a screen, but guys who actually fly in for the opening of the Carolina Hurricane season, like Matt Riegler, just because we enjoy each other's company. So we owe a huge debt of gratitude to Merrick and Wish, and they have, whether they know it or not, been a big inspiration on us and a big part of our lives. And tonight, we hope to kind of memorialize what was, again, 6 years of podcast greatness. I think not only did it inspire us, I think it changed a lot of sports podcasts. I think it was very much a social influence. And I'm really excited to hear some of the folks who are going to have some comments later on tonight. But I can't believe we got Matt Riegler in the Section 328 Worldwide Headquarters again. We're not going to do an official Game Show Friday, Matt. What are you even going to do with your hands? I mean, are you just going to flail them about? Or?
Well, as far as I can tell, I got two guys and two hands, and anything goes.
Oh, good That's Lord. Good. It's going to be one of those podcasts. hey, you remember that podcast that American Wish did that you can't find anymore? I believe it's referred to as the drunk podcast.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
This is the Hansy podcast?
This might be the Hansy podcast.
favorite play is Ron Hansy.
So tonight you have to look forward to not only us three Yahoos, But we're going to have some of the who's who's of our best friends from Merrick versus Wyschynski world. Trash Newton, a.k.a. Chris.
A.k.a. Crystal K's Hockey.
Yes, as Chris Talks Hockey, formerly of Puck and Sunshine, is going to join us.
It was Panther Parkway.
That too.
Puck and Sunshine's our thing.
Yeah. Parody legend. And just mean girl aficionado, Tally Duchesne is going to call in. We're going to have Ken confirm.
I can confirm he will be on the podcast.
Ken confirm that Ken confirm will be back on. Pat Clark, Section 328's own Pat Clark, but also a contributor to Puck Daddy's Merrick versus Wyschynski. We're also going to have
Generation X-Wing.
Generation X-Wing, a.k.a. our buddy Pat, a.k.a. NHL ties. I mean, we won't tell anybody. but just a whole cast of characters. And we actually talked American Wish before this. They did give their best, but we had one chance to get this entire group together. And they've got a big show that they're going to do next week. So we're going to let them say their goodbyes there. But they did ask us to offer everyone their best. Some other folks who come, we talked to Josh Goldsmith. We talked to Elena. We talked to a whole bunch.
Name dropper.
But you know, here was the thing though. That's the funny thing about Merrick versus Wyschynski, right? Because it is, you kind of feel like all of these people become like family. I mean, because we all,
capital F,
we used to listen and we would listen together. And when they would do it live, you know, it's like the one hashtag, like between 2 and 3 or 3 and 4 or 4 and 5, whenever they decided to do it that day, that I would actually follow that hashtag. So that way I could kind of live tweet with the rest of the folks. Mm-hmm. And, you know, guys like Scotty Waz and Jen Neal and just all of these people who kind of became part of our lives and have come part of our, you know, not only our extended Twitter family, but our real family. And we can't say thank you enough to Jeff and Wish. And this is just, again, we don't know if this show is going to be any good or not. We don't know if anybody's going to listen. I just felt like cathartically I had to take 30, 45 minutes and just talk about what this is and what this has meant to us. So, Derek, without further ado,
mm-hmm.
I'm almost tearing up saying it. Let's start the show properly, shall we?
Shall we?
Welcome to the Cheaters Never Win podcast, another fine product of Section328.com. Here you'll find all the Hurricanes hockey talk, adult beverage reviews, and snark a growing body needs. Follow us on Twitter at Section_328. Respect the underscore. And now back to Derek and Mike.
All right, we're back here in the Section 328 Worldwide Headquarters. Mike Flanagan, Derek Ressler, Game Show Friday legend, Matt Riegler. And
a lot of people have a post-nominal. Matt Riegler has a pre-nominal, which is something.
I know. It's kind of awesome. And Matt, we're glad you're here. But I just wanted to get us all together and, you know, kind of talk about how MVSW kind of came into our lives. So, Derek, tell me about... How did you find this crazy, wacky group?
So I appreciate that you started with me because I'm pretty sure you were the one who told me about it. I'm sure I had seen it on Puck Daddy. And for the record, the show started in 2011. I think I started listening to Merrick vs. Wyschynski in 2013 or so, around the time you and I started our podcast. So it must have been before that. But I didn't listen to a whole lot of podcasts. And I would see it and I'd go, okay, yeah, it's a thing, but I don't want to invest the time to listen to this. And I'm, again, pretty sure you're the one who told me about it. And I listened, and I enjoyed the first episode. And then, you know, you started to get more of their references. They weren't as in-jokey as Jim Rome, where there's like a month-long learning curve to appreciate the show at all. But you started to hear the same names come up. And there was the live tweets that you could do when the shows were live. And it has really got me into the show. And I think that's where I started, whether it was 2012, 2013, I don't remember exactly, but it was a blast to listen to almost every workday.
Yeah. I came across it. I was a big fan of Puck Daddy. I think that's where a lot of us found it. I would read Puck Daddy on the regular, loved Sean Leahy's work, because Damn it, who doesn't love Leahy?
You like the salt in the nuts?
I love the salt in the nuts.
It's the best part.
Isn't it? But yeah, I was doing that and then kind of came across it. And it one of those things, it just felt like it spoke to me. I was traveling a lot for work and going back and forth to Charlotte. And I needed something to kind of fill my day and fill my commutes. And, you know, there was in Raleigh, there was kind of a dearth of good hockey talk.
No.
It was just refreshing, and it felt like, you know, as Matt said, he goes, well, what are we going to talk about and what are we going to do tonight? And I'm like, we're going to kind of do homage to MVSW, which is we're going to kind of go off script, and it's kind of a couple of guys just getting together, having what felt like having a couple of beers with a bunch of your friends, talking hockey, talking a few pop culture references, maybe a couple of inside jokes here and there, but that's what it was. It was kind of you came together, you know, then we kind of came together, and there was a special Friday. It was a game show Friday, and on the other end of the line was Matt Riegler.
Some goofy motherfucker who honestly just felt special for a moment to be able to talk to somebody in Greg Wyshynski. Now, at the time, I wasn't as familiar with Jeff Merrick. Be able to talk to somebody who I had grown up reading and had been an inspiration to the impetus to the kind of hockey career that I would like to have. And to be able to share 15 or so minutes with them on the air. And that was a real gift. And that's because that's what Game Show Friday was. It was an opportunity for them to give back to the community that tuned into them 3 to 5 times a week. And at the end of a long, hard week, and we all are going TGIF, somebody gets to go on the line and talk to them and have a minute with them. And the game show is just the vehicle to get you on the air. And that minute that you have with them is it's special, man.
Yeah, well, and Matt, I'm going to be honest. We had that thirst. That thirst within Derek and I ran deep. We wanted some of that Game Show Friday action so bad.
Actually, Greg once told us, or he replied to a message, that he wouldn't have us on Game Show Friday because we asked too much.
We were thirsty.
Yeah, I never got that message. I actually got the message of, hey, the guy I was supposed to have on canceled, can you come on at 10:15 real quick?
I mean, I'm at work, but yeah, sure, I think I could do that.
Yeah.
I'm going on a smoke break. Matt, you don't smoke. Shut your mouth.
I mean, I smoke something else. But listen, what was so fun about MVSW is that actually, let me back up, and I'm going to put it to you this way instead. So much of life, you realize what gets you in the door is not what keeps you there. This turned out to be a couple of really smart hockey dudes with a couple of interesting personalities putting on a really good show. And what it became is a community where everyone was welcome. They were welcome to just be part of the audience, and they were welcome to participate as they saw fit. And from there grew relationships, and from those relationships have become memories. And I don't always like to put it this way, but I got it because it's true. What matters so much in life is that you count your blessings and that you interact with them too. And that's what this was for us for 6 years. And for us who have been able to bond with each other and form meaningful relationships, that's going to go well beyond these 6 years.
Well, and, you know, kind of it's 6 years, but if we take, I think, kind of a seminal moment for this whole crew was that 2014 Philadelphia draft.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know we drove up for it. You came down for it. We met so many people. I was actually scrolling through my phone trying to clean out some pictures because, you know, I have a kid now and I have too many pictures. But I came across the pictures in Philadelphia, and there's a picture of me, Derek, you, Paige Lewis, now Paige Dixon, Tally Duchesne, Greg Wyshynski, and Harrison Mooney. I'm like, that was, and those were people that I had talked to online and kind of met, but we immediately became, you know, we grabbed a beverage and we kind of just, everything became real, and it was everything. I had never kind of experienced this whole camaraderie where we all just kind of came together and the conversation flowed, not for 15 minutes, and it wasn't kind of an awkward introduction. It was for hours. And yeah, it was. The entire weekend.
No, it was great, and I want to bring up one thing from that to just talk about. Matt mentioned how good of guys Jeff and Greg are. Mike, you and I were at that draft. We had had more than enough beers. We were ready to go. We're getting ready to be on our way out, and Jeff Merrick walked in because he had to work late covering things for, I forget who he was with at the time.
He was with Canada.
With Canada, covering hockey. And Jeff walked in.
The motherland. Like,
okay, we've been wanting to meet Jeff. We'll hang out. We'll say hello.
Again, because Jeff was, we've said this a million times, Jeff was the guy who said, start a podcast. That was the voice that spoke to us that was the, you know, the reason 328 became what it is.
So we walk up. We both say hello. Say, hey, Jeff, great to meet you. We're Mike and Derek from Section 328. He goes, oh, thanks. Can I buy you guys a beer? And I was like, what? Why are you buying us a beer? One, you can tell, you can look at us. We don't need another beer right now. But two, like, can we buy you a beer? Like, we owe you so much. But it was just the kindness that Jeff showed that night that it was just kind of, I think that's the night in a microcosm. And it's that show in a microcosm. And it's why we're doing this episode and why Matt Riegler's here with us tonight. Because it was just a very welcoming group, like Matt said.
Yeah. And again, that night, Matt, I believe, you might have sung karaoke. I mean, things happened that weekend that I don't know if any of us could ever talk about.
In all honesty, I still want it that way.
Ooh, tell me why.
Folks, again, we can tell so many stories on all of this, but I think if you hear, you know, kind of from the joy in our voice that we are very happy that MVSW was a part of our lives, has had a profound impact on us personally. I feel like it's made me better in my 9-to-5 day career. It's hopefully made this podcast better than the first time Derek and I tried to do this together. There's a reason that episode no longer exists because woof. But those guys have been such an inspiration to us. And we've tried to do the Game Show Friday thing. We've had people on. We had Matt and Ken Confirm on one time, and we tried to do a Game Show Friday, and damn, it was hard. So, you know, I think we've all got our views on whether there should be something that continues Game Show Friday or not. But rather than listen to our voices, why don't we go to some other voices that we've grown to love in the MVSW universe, and let's see what they got to say. So, Derek, if we're going to actually decide the fate of Game Show Friday, we've got to go to some of the folks, you know, who were some of the MVSW originals. Okay. Some of the folks who we met early, who really kind of brought us into this whole family. So I picked the phone. I dialed our friend in South Florida. Now a record producer extraordinaire. Most folks know him as Crystal K's Hockey.
Actually, I think more may know him as Trash Newton. And I know that you have a government recognized name, Chris, but you're always Trash Newton to me.
Thank you. That's one of my proudest moments is when Don Cherry said that incredibly stupid comment. I ran to Twitter and changed my handle as fast as possible, and I've adopted that moniker.
So, Chris, thanks for jumping on here. You know, let's start out before we get to your vote on whether Game Show Friday should continue or not. How did you get wrapped up into this whole MVSW thing? How'd you find the boys, and what kind of drew you in?
Okay, I was essentially a lapsed hockey fan growing up in South Florida, like Miami in particular. Unless your parents were taking you to games or hockey was inherently a part of your culture, it was really hard to jump into it. So I enjoyed it as a kid during like the Eastern Conference, like final run for the Panthers and for that whole Stanley Cup run. And then I kind of fell out of love with it because as a kid in South Florida, again, unless you're truly immersed in it, you kind of lose that feeling. And then as an adult, you know, I think in 2012, 2013 or so, I just really wanted to fall back in love with the game, and I made a Twitter account, and the first thing I did was I went to, like, Reddit to try to see, like, okay, what are some, like, you know, popular blogs or people to follow, and I stumbled across Puck Daddy, and then from there, I discovered MVSW, and it was really amazing because when you found what Merrick versus Leshinsky, like, was, when you discovered the podcast for the first time, and you, like, just kind of clicked that hashtag on Twitter, it was almost like the secret handshake of the Twitter community. Like, there were so many, like, inside jokes and on jokes going on. And it really, as, like, a fan that was returning to the sport, it made me really understand like how tight the community was. And it was just fantastic. Like at that point in time, there was daily podcasts. So every single day driving to work, unfortunately, I wasn't like a live listener, but driving to work every single day, it was like, cool, there is new hockey content for me to listen to and absorb every single day. And it wasn't just team-centric or hyper-serious. You know, it kind of felt like you were like, just like sitting with your friends after school, like having a laugh, maybe somewhat intoxicated and just kind of all like giggling at in-jokes and stuff, you know what I mean? And it made me really fall in love with the sport. And through that, I basically made all of my hockey friends. Like, it's incredible.
Yeah, no, I think that's a lot of the same for me. Chris, you mentioned the Florida Panthers way back. Better Florida Panthers name, John Van Briesbrook or Brian Scrudland?
Oh, Beezer, come on.
Ooh,
that's a no contest for me.
You tell me that you don't want to get a cheap flight off of, you know, like, I don't know, whatever cheap airline. Let's say Spirit is flying to Scrudland. You don't want to go?
Allegiant.
You don't want to see what Scrudland's all about?
That sounds kind of concerning. Are there codes up to standard? Scrudland sounds a little bit suspicious, I feel.
Yeah, it is, but if you can get a flight there for $29, you do it.
I'll do most things for $29, I feel.
All right.
So, Chris, we had the chance to first meet you, which was kind of our genesis really into the Merrick versus Wyshynski kind of world. Derek and I had both been listeners for quite some time, but we ended up deciding that it was a great idea to pack ourselves into the pickup truck and drive the 10 hours to Philadelphia for the MVSW party. We noticed you, a slighter man. No, wait, you're right. He wasn't there. It was Jameson that night.
No.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That was Jameson, my taller, more handsome compatriot and friend.
Oh, no. Not more handsome. Come on, Chris.
Oh, yeah. There's no way. Sorry. So, yeah, that was Jameson. So it was the follow-up two seasons later where we got the chance to go to actually Florida, your home base, and kind of meet you at the draft in Sunrise. Are there any particular memories of that draft at Sunrise that kind of, you know, resonated with you that may have happened? Not that I'm leading the witness or anything.
That was just such a fantastic weekend. What was so cool is it kind of felt like almost like a hockey homecoming, because like through MVSW, like you would kind of see who was like talking about it live when it was happening, and you would kind of see who was getting shout out on the podcast. And I followed so many of those key people, like you know, like Katie Brown, like Matt Riegler, and just basically getting to know all these people. And when I found out the draft was in Sunrise and they organized the meetup, I'm like, holy shit, I get to meet all these people that I shitpost with like all the time. Like are we gonna have like the same sort of camaraderie in person? Like how is this gonna work? And I think within 30 minutes of the draft party, I want to say Derek and I invented a video game called Blower Cycle.
Oh my God. As soon as you started talking about the draft party, it's like, oh no, I know where this is going. I think it was you, me, and was it Adam Herman?
I think so. I think, and it was Blower Cycle. And I believe it was a game you'd play at an arcade bar to see if you were over the limit.
No, so what?
Entirely positive.
Yeah, so it was the motorcycle game that you get on, but instead of like it being the opposite of a breathalyzer, you had to be over a certain BAC in order to play the game. So if you were too sober and wanted to cheat, you had to have a drunk friend come in and start the game for you.
Also, patent pending to Section 328, because I still think we can get the legal rights to this in the upcoming season.
I'm sure companies are lining up to put their name on that liability.
Yeah. But, man, that weekend was awesome. It was the first time I really felt that I had a place in the hockey community. Like, again, to bring everything back to Merrick versus Wyshynski, like, Merrick would always say, like, if you want to start a podcast, do it. If you want to start a blog, do it. And at that point in time, like, I noticed Florida didn't have a lot of like representation in the Twitter sphere, and I was like, fuck it, you know, I went to WordPress, I started a blog, and like I busted my ass off to try to see if, you know, Florida can get some a bigger grasp of like the hockey blogosphere. And through that, you know, I met so many people, and it was it was just mind-blowing to me. You know what I mean? Like, I still can't believe, like, it's ending as dumb as it sounds. Like, I met so many of, like, my best friends through this podcast. And I just can't believe that we all kind of just hung out. And that weekend, I remember I sent a text to, like, you guys, like, the whole Section 328 crew. To Katie Brown. I think Kat Silverman was in town, too.
Yep.
Like, I basically invited, like Josh Goldsmith. I invited everyone over to my house. Like, hey, you know, you guys are out of town, but if you guys want, like, some food and to just kind of relax and have a good time, like, everyone can come to my apartment and we'll just hang out and talk shit. And I remember, like, talking to my fiance Brandy. I'm like, babe, I just kind of invited a bunch of strangers over to my house. Like, they're, like, my friends, but you kind of have to trust me, but I haven't met any of them. And she's like, okay, cool. And I'm like, what if no one shows? I was like, a dipshit. And she's like, no, like, you talk about your friends all the time. And, like, I was like, hell yeah, I talk about my friends all the time. And, like, we had a packed house, and it was just, like, a bunch of hockey bloggers just hanging out, drinking, having a good time. And it was, like, all because of the podcast.
I won't give away all of the stories that happened that night, but I seem to remember a Harvey impersonation. I seem to remember the world's tallest family picture. And I also seem to remember something about a yucca root. But that was an amazing yucca night, and we often talk about it. And again, so Chris, we're kind of coming to the end of this segment here. I've got to ask you, I mean, we're kind of voting on this here, and should, in your opinion, as a, not only a loyal Merrick versus Wyshynski listener, but someone who took their kind of hockey fandom, turned it into a blog, turned it into a podcast, and now has turned it into a massive record producing deal that I'm pretty sure is about to put Suge Knight out of business any day now. If you would, please chime in. What are your thoughts on Game Show Friday?
Game Show Friday is what I look forward to every Friday. Like, period. Like, end of conversation. Like, as someone that their day job is in education, I could never listen live. And I remember at the start of every school year, actively looking at my calendar and seeing, like, please tell me there's, like, a teacher planning day on a Friday. Because before I die, you know, I wanted to be a damn Game Show Friday contestant. And I remember, like, listening to every episode, like, oh, I would have got that question. And I think everyone kind of had that feeling where, like, they wanted to be on Game Show Friday. And it was the greatest part of the pod. I'm sorry if that hurts anyone's feeling. I truly enjoyed it. The OG format with the 10 questions was best, I felt, before they moved on to, what was it, the three-round format where you kind of picked your picture topic?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 10 questions was the way to go.
Yeah, the OG 10-question format was my favorite because it was basically, like, You got to go in and you got to pass the test.
Well, that's one vote from South Florida, from the South Florida, and I see no hanging chads. So
nope.
The South Florida team has voted for Game Show Friday.
Lock it in.
Really quick, before I got a punt actually in a few minutes, I have to run a D&D campaign. I just want to say this to, you know, Greg and Jeff, if you're listening. Thank you so much for this podcast. It truly bonded so many people in the hockey community. Like, as dumb as it sounded, it really was like that secret handshake where if you were talking to, you know, another hockey fan and you mentioned shampooing a baby bear, you know what I mean? Like, and you got a giggle, you kind of knew like you were amongst your friends. And just thank you so much for the friendships and the bonds that you made. It really, I can't understate how many of my real life everyday friends I met because of this podcast. Because of this podcast, I started blogging and I met like my best friend, Paige Lewis. You know, I met Jameson and Michael Brandt and all my friends. And these are friends that like I've made for life because of this podcast. Like, as dumb as it sounds without sounding sentimental, like, hell, Hurricane Irma just like almost tore up my state a few months ago. And like, as I was trying to evacuate, Section 328, and not just one member, several people DM'd me like, hey, if you need to leave your state and need somewhere to stay, you can stay with us. And that's someone I met because of you, Greg and Jeff. And I cannot state how thankful I am and how grateful I am for the place you made in the hockey community. And thanks to you, I fell in love with a sport that I sincerely missed that that I hadn't watched as a child, and I've made so many friends because of it. So thank you. Rest in peace, Game Show Friday. And yeah, gotta plug.
Yeah, you know, gotta go. We'll I guess we'll catch you soon, Chrissy.
All right, I love you guys.
Dark Good to chat here. With you, Chris.
Love you.
All right, Derek, we've got to get a different voice here to voice their opinion on Game Show Friday.
Okay.
So, you know, Chris, Florida, just very passionate, kind of brought him back in.
Going a little further north with this one?
Going a little bit further north. Someone that I would have probably never had the pleasure of meeting were it not for MVSW. But dare I call her MVSW's official songstress?
I think that's a fair title.
On the line with us, none other than Miss Tally Duchesne, parody person extraordinaire, and mean girl lover, Tally. I don't know to say welcome or if it's like sad. How are you feeling now that we've officially received the news that MVSW is no more?
Oh gosh, it hit me harder than I thought it was going to. I know they've been doing it less and less, and I've been less and less into hockey, just busy with teaching in grad school, and then it was like ending, and it was just this moment of, oh, I can't go back to this, like it's gonna end. And it's definitely hit me harder than I thought it was going to.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the same for me. So just curious to get your story on this, of how did you find the podcast, how did you get ingrained into this little, not really a secret society because the podcast was public, but get, you know, lumped in with this group of people that ended up with us calling you tonight?
Well, I first listened to the podcast. Oh, I had been reading Puck Daddy for about a year at that point. I got into hockey, going to a Thrashers game, and I wrote a song about hockey called Puck the Bunnies. And Greg posted it on Puck Daddy, and I was like, oh no, I've written this song about girls who don't know anything about hockey, and I've been to one game and I don't know anything about hockey. So I got into hockey that way, got really into the Blackhawks because my whole family is from Illinois. And so they had Patrick Sharp on the podcast one day. It was International Women's Day. And I listened to the show and I tweeted at it some comment, I forget what it was. And almost immediately, Greg saw it and started talking about how he was so excited I listened to the podcast because Puck the Bunnies was one of the favorite things he ever posted on the show, and it was all just sort of uphill from there. I started listening to it every day. It was the thing I had to be back in my room for every day my senior year of college.
And you know, you became such a part of the podcast. You know, that there was the whole Puck the Bunnies thing, and you know, one of the first places that I remember when you did Build Me Up Stanley Cup. And you basically mm-hmm. went, you know, kind of four-part harmony with four tallies, and then you kind of closed out the whole thing with Mom's Face. I mean, what was your ukulele-led inspiration to kind of continually come up with just brilliant parody at one after another?
I don't know, and I haven't written a song in about 3 years, so I don't know where it went, but I was watching so much hockey and listening to so much hockey talk. When I wrote Build Me Up Stanley Cup, I was living in Los Angeles and I didn't have much of a social life because I had moved there and didn't know anybody. So hockey and the MVSW community and just hockey discussions in general were pretty much my entire life. So my whole brain was pretty much always on hockey, and that's what led to that. And then the mom's face, blank space thing, I mean, that came to me and there was no way I wasn't going to write, record, post that.
So, Tally, would it be too soon to say that maybe your songwriting went to Winnipeg?
Yeah, too soon.
I know you
forever
you,
bitter.
I say you still ride with the Thrashers and are not a fan of Winnipeg, so I wasn't sure if it was still too soon because it's been a couple years since we've seen you, but had to test the waters there.
Well,
it's still fresh.
Still fresh. And, you know, what's still fresh to us is, you know, we actually got a chance to, we were looking through pictures tonight, and we found a picture of actually the, you know, me, you, Derek, Harrison Mooney, and Wish at this tiny little bar in Philadelphia at the pre-draft party, which was kind of our, you know, jumping in ceremony, maybe we'll call it.
It was our initiation. There was a lot of double dutch.
Yeah, to the MVSW world, and it was just such an amazing time. And as we kind of think back on it, you know, we drove 10 hours. I know you flew, you know, many miles, and it was all of these people who had no idea who each other were. You know, we probably should have had name tags that had our Twitter handles on them, but we all kind of just came together. We started, you know, sharing pops and maybe an adult beverage or two. And before we know it, you know, we're kind of the best of friends. People are singing outrageous karaoke on the stage. And it was 3 days that, you know, kind of live in infamy in my head that are some of the best days. You know, I'd love to hear kind of what some of your favorite, you know, kind of MVSW meetup stories, because we've been fortunate enough to bump into you multiple places around the country just because of Jeff and Merrick. Or Jeff and Wish.
Yeah. That Philadelphia trip was right after I moved back from LA, and I actually drove up there. I drove to DC and picked up Katie Brown, and we drove to Philadelphia together. And I remember in that bar, I mean, I sang karaoke. I think I sang Tom Petty with Paige, now Dixon. And oh my gosh, that was probably one of the most fun weekends of my life. I didn't pay for a single drink that weekend. I just had the best time, no responsibilities, just wandering around Philadelphia. And of course, until Katie and I got stranded with the flat tire outside of a strip club. And
there's another story.
Yeah, that we celebrate that day every year on the anniversary of getting stranded outside of Club Risque. I drove over a train track and popped one of my tires.
Oh. So I was going to ask that week, you said you didn't pay for a drink. I do remember the bartender at that sports bar in Philly was so overworked. We all felt bad for her. And I think a lot of people got a lot of free drinks that night.
Potentially.
Potentially.
But... Well, the MBSW community was very giving and providing me beverages. At that point, I had been around the podcast long enough that everyone kind of knew who I was. And some people I had met, Greg did a meetup when he was out for the outdoor game in LA. So there were a couple people who were at both. Yeah, it was a good time.
Was that also the weekend? And my memory may be wrong, so if you were not a part of this story, just tell me to be quiet. Were you involved in some mac and cheese pizza that weekend?
I was. I was one of the people who ate the mac and cheese pizza. We left that bar, and Paige took us to this pizza place that we tried to find the next night and couldn't find it. and we got 3 a.m. macaroni and cheese pizza. It's still the best pizza I've ever eaten.
The drunken 3 a.m. Philadelphia macaroni and cheese pizza may be the best
Absolutely.
Pizza ever. And
it's low carb.
Sure it is. So Tally, we have to ask you, you know, as MVSW kind of comes to an end, we really hope that this, you know, community of, you know, folks who have been brought together by Merrick versus Wyszynski continues to kind of touch base. And we apologize, we haven't talked to you in quite some time, and it's great to hear your voice, but we have to have your vote. Should we continue Game Show Friday?
Hashtag Game Show No. I have always Ooh. Been at the forefront of that. And this is considering I actually made my own Game Show Friday and quizzed the guys on the show itself with trivia about MVSW. But no, Game Show No.
Game Show No. How about if Game Show Friday were only about Mean Girls?
Game Show Yes, but only if Jeff Merrick is the contestant.
Oh, we can only hope. You know what? If we can have a Mean Girls Game Show Friday hosted by Tally Duchesne on this very podcast, we will do our best to organize that. Tally, thank you so much for taking some time out of your evening, and thank you for taking care of the youth of America, not only with your great book choices, because my 3-year-old now enjoys some of your book choices that you have forwarded over to me, but for also making sure that the legend of the ukulele shall live on. We can't say thank you enough. It's great to talk to you. Long time. Been way too long, but again, thanks for letting us be a little part of this MVSW family with you.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. All right. You know, I got tired of actually having to deal with Derek on the second mic. So Game Show Friday legend Matt Riegler is now the official co-host of this show. And Matt, we've got two guys on the line that may be the two biggest names that we talk to tonight. We have none other than MVSW official reporter, correspondent, and man who is responsible for everything that happened every single trade deadline at Can Confirm, and also the man who created the shampooing a baby bear t-shirt. We have Gen X Wing on the line with us. So Ken, Gen X, thank you guys for joining us. It's kind of a great day that we get a chance to connect with a bunch of old friends here, but kind of sad too that you know, we're coming to the end of the podcast. So Gen X, let me start with you. What was your initial reaction when you heard that Merrick versus Rushinsky had one episode left?
I wasn't.
Yeah.
That's about all I can say right now. Yeah. I sort of knew it was coming. It still does. It still leaves a little pit in the heart, you know. There's just a little hole. Because you know, I'm talking to you guys. We're talking to Game Show Legend Matt Riegler. We're talking to, you know, to Ken Confirm. These are all people that, without MVSW, we likely never would have found each other, you know, and it extends out beyond that, you know, to the infamous Karen Douglas and Melissa and Tally, and, you know, those people, you know, it's just, we have our own little virtual friendship network of weird hockey people. So, you know, it's not like we're never going to speak to each other again, but, you know, the catalyst that sort of brought us together for an hour and a half every day isn't there anymore, and it's kind of that weird, you know, empty feeling.
Yeah, can you confirm that that is indeed how Pat feels?
I can confirm that it's not only how Pat feels, it's also how I feel. You know, first of all, to say that, you know, that you're talking to some of the biggest people you're going to have on tonight, when you've got Matt Riegler there and you've talked to Tally Duchesne, I don't belong in that same company. But, you know, I'm going to miss the podcast desperately, but I know that my role has diminished over the years due to many circumstances, but I have every intention of continuing to cover every trade deadline for the foreseeable future. Whether MVSW is around or not, that's not going to affect my coverage of trade deadline day.
How does Ken, is that Ken confirming is going to continue Ken confirming things?
you guys may have just broken Game Show Friday legend, Matt Riegler.
You know, said the thing that was in my head. You lost me after a couple of the Kens and the confirms, but sounds right to me.
You know, guys, it's bittersweet for all the most wonderful reasons possible, because we found our ways to the podcast, each through our own path, and we found ourselves in the midst of a burgeoning community, and we were able to implement our special flavor to it, and we connected with some and connected better with others, and we were able to grow a really beautiful relationship with each other. And at the end of the day, what's so fun about being part of a community are being able to build these memories in the first place. And that's what you cherish most of all. And it's quite a privilege and quite an honor and also quite a thrill and enjoyment to be able to have this conversation at all, because it means we've put in so much quality work over an extensive period of time with each other.
Yeah, and you mentioned quality work, and is there, I don't know if, you know, I have a lot of Section 328 merch in my closet, and part of the reason I actually, you know, took upon the task of creating the first piece
of... You better clothe your kid with, my dear?
Yeah, I mean, it was to create, you know, this thing, and the reason I did it is because I saw that there was an MVSW store that was potentially, you know, ran by somebody that was on this current line that ended up, I think, donating some money to charity. And you know, my orange shampooing a baby bear t-shirt might be one of my favorite t-shirts ever. Pat, what, you know, talk to us about, you know, some of the inspiration that you had for some of these amazing ideas, knowing that you inspired us, Section 328, to now have a Skinner shirt that looks like a Slayer Tour t-shirt.
It was Paul Goffberg, goes Goofball 66, and Karen Douglas, and I were, I think we were in a DM, or we emailed each other just sort of out of the blue. Because they kept talking about wanting to do shirts. And I said, okay, F it, you know. I was at a place, tough to talk about. I was at a place that was tough for me. And that was just a way for me to do something stupid and fun and find a way to sort of give back to charities and so forth. And Karen, Paul, and I just sort of sat around and came up with the MVS cup was the first design, the Stanley Cup with all the with all of the actual verses in Merrick versus Wyszynski.
Yep.
And we just said, and we sort of said, okay, now we need like three or four more other designs. And we sort of flipped around the key phrases, you know, what are some of the more memorable moments? And all three of us just went shampooing a baby bear. And I went, oh crap, how are we going to do that? And I sort of cartooned out a couple of things and sent them to the two of them. And it just sort of ballooned from there. And then it just became, you know, what do we do after that? Well, you know, obviously there was the shower beer, and then, you know, I had to do some of the Seattle Easter eggs and so on and so forth. And they really just sort of, it came around more just from the interactions on the show of what designs we should do. And it was just sort of us sitting around and figuring out, you know, how do we, to use a computer term, how do we implement this design? And, you know, once we found some place to host, it was a no-brainer that we'd take all of the commission, I believe is what they call it on Redbubble, and just turn right around and give it to Cherry. And then, yes,
it was the
I
right
did
thing to do and the perfect solution to yeah. do with all that revenue.
Yeah. And I, you know, I am not shy from looking for a tax break for me. So I just decided to match all the contributions.
That was awesome. And you've been very kind to the 328 crew over the years. And we can confirm that indeed, you know, you have been very generous to the entire MVSW community. And I think we all owe you a debt of thanks. And, you know, Ken, I think, you know, I'd love to hear. No, go ahead, Pat.
I want to interrupt and stop you right there. I owe them as much as they owe me. And that was my giving back because, you know, the long story short is the darkest time of my life. I gravitated to that podcast and it taught me how to laugh again. And no one knew what I was going through. I didn't broadcast it. I had no intention of broadcasting it. I remembered to laugh. That was the hour and a half a day that I could sit down and laugh again. And it was all part and parcel to everyone that was part of that community.
You weren't the only one.
So follow that one. That. Ha!
You know, we don't have to follow it. We just need to get it confirmed.
Yeah, I mean, I can confirm that's deeper than anything I'm going to say. So I don't know how to follow that.
How about we follow it like this, Bobby? Come to find out, we chatted with you a little. Something coming out of my mouth. I don't know what happened. You know, we found out via conversations later on, not only are you a A+ beat reporter for MVSW, but you actually at one point lived within 15 or 20 miles of the Section 328 worldwide headquarters here in Raleigh. And we never had crossed paths, and had it not been for this little, you know, swath of the internet, we never would have had the chance to you know, get to know you and get to know, again, some of the really fine people. So I'd love to hear, you know, what, you know, one of your favorite stories, you know, kind of around the podcast, whether it be the community that it created or just some of your interaction with the boys.
I mean, it really was, the community was the best thing. I mean, I would never have come across Section 328 if it hadn't been for MVSW, and I'm so glad I did. And I'm definitely going to get down there and see you guys at some point. Actually, Maddie tried to get me to come down for the game this weekend, and unfortunately, family commitment kept me from being able to do that. And just, you know, talking to so many people through the Ken Confirmed Twitter and meeting people through the podcast that way. But, you know, I mean, but just with the show itself, it was just the little things that made me laugh every time I listened to it, whether it was a new intro that had, you know, Greg saying something stupid that I had heard, you know, that I hadn't heard in a while that made me laugh. Even just my favorite thing from the podcast, I think always will be Random Penguin, because it made me laugh every single time, especially when people went off book and would be like, you know, Random Penguin, Chilly Willy. And that always, I will always remember that. And every time I see a book from Penguin or from Random, I'm just going to think of that and think of the podcast. And so it was all of those things really together that made it such a special thing.
Random
I
Penguin.
I can confirm I'm the same way.
Random Penguin, Emperor. I just don't know where to go. Guys, again, we've been running, you know, we've been talking to kind of, I think one of the longest running conversations and maybe the most heated debate ever on MVSW was the, you know, was the future of Game Show Friday. And with Game Show legend, Game Show Friday legend, Matt Riegler here in studio with us, we're going to allow you both to provide your thoughts, insight, and take a vote on what should be the future of Game Show Friday. Ken, we'll start with you.
Having participated in your version of Game Show Friday the last time I was on with you guys, I think we all kind of realized that Jeff may have had a point in saying that it was a tough bit to continue with. That said, I always enjoyed it. I especially always enjoyed hearing Matt on it. So, damn it, I vote yes.
Yes. Matt is doing a dance of his people. I don't know what that don't know who his people are, but they're probably. Oh gracious! All right, Gen X, save us.
When it went great, Game Show Friday was great. When it went bad, Game Show Friday was awesome. Save Game Show Friday, nerds. The Game Show.
Game Show Friday is being saved. And guys, it fills my heart with joy to not only talk to you fine gents, but to just, you know, part of why we wanted to do this little special episode, whatever we're calling it, was, you know, it was completely selfish. I wanted to get together with some great friends that I'd had a chance to really kind of talk to over the last few years. And, It's just kind of that this sad. You put it greatly that it was this community that brought us together, and it was the impetus for all of us to get together. And I hope that we can continue the conversations and don't need that impetus to get together. But again, I thank both of you
Absolutely.
For your friendship and for everything you've brought forward. Thank you for voting yes for Game Show Friday. We still have a couple of votes to get to, so you'll have to listen through to the end of the podcast to actually figure out what the fate of Game Show Friday is. But again, guys, thank you so much for being a part not only of this little show, but really of the last 3 or 4 years of our lives. Because if, as many folks have said on this podcast, if were it not for Jeff having said those words of, if you're passionate about something, start a blog. If you want to start talk about something, start a podcast. That's the entire reason we have these little mics in this silly little studio of ours. So, guys, thanks so much for joining us. We can't say thank you enough, and we hope to talk to y'all down the road.
Thank you, guys.
Jeez. Ken confirm, y'all are good dudes. We'll talk to y'all soon. All right, Derek, by my count, that is 3 votes to keep Game Show Friday. And with Tally Duchesne as the Game Show no vote,
mm-hmm.
to kill Game Show Friday. So we're basically at a +2. There are 3 votes here left in the room.
Mm.
So I think what I would like to do is generally I am we are kind of a yin and yang. We mm-hmm. have kind of a positive and a negative voice.
No, we don't, you son of a bitch.
That's what I thought. So why don't I go to you first as we kind of wrap this up?
Okay.
What are your thoughts on should the legend of Game Show Friday continue?
So I love Game Show Friday. I love listening to Game Show Friday. But I've also learned the hard way that running a Game Show Friday is a different beast unto itself. I'm on the fence, Mike. And I'm doing this because I realize how the numbers work. I'm not going to let you be the president pro tem of the podcast and cast the only tie-breaking vote.
Oh, no. I don't get to cast the tie-breaking vote.
Well, you could.
I could. But
if Matt and I both voted no.
Well, how about this? I've tried to do Game Show Friday.
It's hard.
But here's the other thing. Sometimes things are best left. at greatness. Sometimes that's don't true. Need a sequel. Sometimes you need to watch the movie. You need to live the movie. And you need to...
You don't need to make Caddyshack 2.
You need to just talk reminiscent about the movie and enjoy it. But you know what? As we bid adieu to our beloved Merrick versus Wyszynski, I feel like it's time to bid adieu to Game Show Friday.
Hmm.
I joined Tally Duchesne, and I vote Game Show No.
Curious indeed. Matt?
The truth is that it's not about the game. It's about the people who are playing it. If you're going to come on and you're going to be fun, it's going to be Game Show Yes all day, every Friday. If you're going to be cold, then it's not going to be any fun at all. And quite frankly, as much as I would like to take over the mantle for Puck Daddy and being the host of Game Show Friday, and hey, Wish, if you're listening, I've got some ideas, man. I think I side with you guys. Sometimes you don't need to make a sequel. You don't need Human Centipede 2. Because Human Centipede is enough.
Derek, that is, by my count, that is a 3 votes yes for Game Show Friday and 3 votes no for Game Show No. Which
so,
leaves
you. Know
you,
what? You know what?
As the tie-breaking vote.
I hate to do this, but sometimes you just have to make the humane choice, Mike. I'm going Game Show No.
Oof. That's it.
For the reasons you guys said, let's leave it where it was.
Game Show Friday was a great thing. And were it not for Game Show Friday, I wouldn't know how smart guys like Mason Little are. You know, guy, another guy of the, you know, Merrick versus Wyszynski family who we've grown to know, who now is one of the voices of the Janesville Jets and working in their team operations group. And, you know, we wouldn't know guys like Ken Confirm, and we wouldn't know Matt Riegler. Game Show Friday was special, and Merrick versus Wyszynski was special. And it's tough because it's like we're saying goodbye to a very close friend. So I'm going to ask you guys as we kind of wrap this thing up. And again, thank you guys, everybody, for listening, whether you're a Section 328 loyalist and listen to us over on Cheaters Never Win, or maybe you found this just because you were looking around for something that said MVSW and you happened upon this. Thank you guys for listening all the way through. We really do appreciate it. But Matt, as our guest here in the Section 328 Worldwide Headquarters, I'll allow you to kind of start off with final words.
What made MVSW so special is that people came together and they presented what they were passionate about, and they did it unabashedly, and they did it consistently every day, every week. And we were able to take that passion from the community, and we were able to take that plus a fantastic show and make something really special out of it. It took 6 years to build that community because that's how much effort you have to put into something, and you guys know this full well for Section 328 and Cheaters Never Win. You don't do it overnight. I'm sad to see it go, and I'm also proud to have the memories and to have the bonds and to have the relationships that came along with it.
Mr. Wrestler.
I feel like I've said everything that I need to say. It was a hell of a show. I'm not trying to get too melancholy or morose here, but love the show. It is the reason that Cheaters Never Win exists, and I'm damn glad it did.
Yeah, I will say this: you say it's the reason Cheaters Never Win exist. It's I have friendships that abound because of this. There are charities that have, you know, grown and receive donations because of this. We have, you know, and I say that, but there's guys like Pat out there who are matching donations to not only all of the t-shirts that were sold, but, you know, he's actually, you know, contributing to things that are, you know, important to us, and he's, you know, inspired us and many members of that MVSW community to be more charitable. And really, I think what it's taught me is that, you know, be kind to those who are not only on the other side of, you know, the world and the computer screen, but everybody in this crazy little hockey world, because, you know, we don't know what we're all going through every day. But, you know, there was that hour and a half every day where we could all come together and, you know, a lot of things kind of melted into the background. And, you know, I think Pat said it best. It reminded us all that this is a sport that we all love, that we can be passionate about. It reminded us to laugh. And you know, sometimes it reminded me to maybe step outside of a comfort zone and do some things that I'm not necessarily comfortable with every day. But, you know, they published the Drunk Podcast, and, you know, sure enough, it took us four seasons to do it, but we kind of did one as well. And it's just been something that is very near and dear to my heart. And as much as I would like the three of us to be able to say the final word, we're going to leave it with this. We had a nice little email sent to us, and we're going to close this out with Mr. Greg Wyshynski.
Hey, you lovely people. I'm driving up I-95 as I do this. A very tired boy, mostly because I just saw what felt like 17 hours of Blade Runner. It's pretty much the length of all of Peter Jackson's Lord of the Ring movies, including the Hobbit ones. But it was great. But anyways, I'm rambling. Which should be something you're used to if you listen to these dumb podcasts I do. And I wanted to drop a note and just say thank you from the lowest, deepest depths of my heart to everybody who took the time to listen to Merrick versus Wyshynski for the last 6 years, who discussed it with us on social, who interacted with us on the show, who came to the meetups, who traded jokes, who interacted with other listeners, and generally made that experience one of the absolute highlights of my professional life. It's been really weird for your boy the last couple weeks to see this outpouring of affection and grief over me leaving Puck Daddy and Yahoo, and then seeing that amplified probably about a billion times when Jeffy and I announced that the podcast is coming to an end. You know, to hear people literally say that Jeff and I were able to get them into hockey or back into hockey after they strayed from the herd is something that I can never thank you all enough for expressing. You know, I'm a wordsmith, but I'm real shitty when it comes to expressing sentiments like how much gratitude I have and what an honor it is to see what an impact this dumb show had on everybody's life. And you know, thanks for it. I mean, as we often said on the show, like, it's nothing without you guys. It's nothing without your interaction and your attention, and to know that the time that we were committing to this thing, and behind the scenes, man, it'd be a lot of time sometimes. Get a little dicey when you're trying to keep the standards of a good podcast up, trying to find producers and studio time and all that stuff. It made it all worth it. And, you know, for the boys on this very podcast who have told me time and time again that they took inspiration from our podcast, everybody who took mine and Jeff's advice and made your own thing when it came to hockey media because you could and because you had the passion to do it, just can't thank you enough for all the kind things that you said about the podcast. And listen, it's a supreme bummer. He and I wanted to continue this thing more than anything else. Corporate life intervenes sometimes. But please know that this is not some sort of a thing where we're never speaking to each other again or anything like that. He's got great drugs, and I know where Stobil is. But beyond that, you know, professionally, he and I have had many discussions on how to continue this thing that we're doing, and, you know, in different formats. It's just not going to be MVSW, and it certainly ain't going to be on the daily. But Jeffy and I will definitely be working again together at some point in the near future, whether it's, you know, a live thing or a TV thing or another podcast thing. There's a billion different opportunities, but this one had to be put to bed. But anyways, you know, I just wanted to drop a note and say thanks, and again give my great gratitude to everybody who listened to the podcast and appreciated the podcast and hashtagged MVSW and all that other stuff. It meant a lot, and the last 24 hours have been really kind of an emotional ride for me to see people, you know, hearkening back to references to jokes that we made 6 years ago. And at the very least, I know that the utter shock and awe of yours truly when discovering that the littlest hobo was in fact a dog will go down in the pantheon. It might be a podcast Hall of Fame moment. And to have produced at least one of those, I think, is good enough for me and Jeffy. So thank you sincerely, and we both appreciate your support and all of the future endeavors that we have. One's announced, one's not announced. And I love Dave Lozo. I love doing Puck Soup. It's a different kind of show. And I can say without any question that when it comes to hockey-specific podcast spouses, there will not be another one like Jeff Merrick. He's my boy. So thanks again, everybody, and we'll see you down the line.